Hello, my name is Tamara Jones. I'm here today interviewing Devin Richards about bookstores and their role in society, as well as their role in his life. Why don't you say hello and a little bit about yourself?
Oh, hi. As you know, my name's Devin Richards. I'm a student currently enrolled at James Madison University. I'm 21 and I'm an integrated science and technology major.
Awesome. When did your interest in books begin?
I'd say my interest in books started when I was very young. I had a little problems with language and reading growing up, but once I got past that, I found a renowned love for books.
What kind of books did you used to read?
Well, at first it was more like education and practice books, and like I'm talking very young here. And later I turned into recreational reading, and I like my favorites are fiction, sci-fi, fantasy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, awesome. Me too. What is your relationship with bookstores? Like, how often do you go? Why do you like them?
Well, I used to go all the time in middle school and high school. I would go with my mom to the bookstores, and she would browse or go to the coffee shop and get a bagel or something. And I would wander around the aisles, and I'd look through comic books, and I'd look through, you know, fiction books that I was interested in, and generally just hang around the place and see what was there. And as of recent, I haven't really been doing it as much, but I wish I had time to.
Okay. Do you have a favorite bookstore, like back home or here in Harrisonburg or...
Oh, yeah, no. Back home, I do have a favorite bookstore, by far. Although it's not in business now. It was a Borders bookstore back in Fairfax. I'm from Northern Virginia. So I used to go to this Borders store in Fairfax City, and it was a really cool place. It was a giant bookstore, thinking like Walmart-sized, and it had a little coffee shop on the side so that once you purchased your book, you could go over to the side and just have a coffee or have a little like snack or something and just read what you just purchased. And it was really nice. My favorite store in Harrisonburg, there's a little shop downtown. I forget the name.
Oh, Downtown Books.
Downtown Books. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Downtown Books. And I frequent there, and I really like the atmosphere, and it's a nice little out-of-the-way place that not many people would know about if you weren't looking for it.
Right, I got you. Would you say that bookstores have played a role in your life? How have they influenced you? What do you think of when you think of the word bookstore?
When I think of the word bookstore, I get a combination of library and coffee shop. It's a library in the fact that you can go there, you can sit, it's quiet, and you can do whatever you'd like to do there. And it's got a coffee shop aura to it where everybody you meet there is nice, and everybody is usually interested in actually talking to you and hearing what you have to say about certain things. And I've always liked the culture of the bookstore, and it's a really unique one that I really do enjoy.
Okay, What role have they played in your life? I guess, like, when you were younger, or even now, what kind of role?
Yeah, sure. Well, obviously when I was younger, you know, I had the difficulties or whatever, and it was mainly for educational purposes and whatnot. But as I grew older, it became more of a recreational thing where I would go for entertainment, and if I wanted to spend a couple hours, I would just go to the bookstore. Nowadays, that was mostly in middle school and high school.
Okay.
Nowadays, I don't go to the bookstore that much, and I wish I did. But I usually only go to the JMU bookstore when it comes around the time of students purchasing books and getting their studies together and everything. It's usually the only time I actually go to the bookstore, although I'd like to go more.
Okay, so mainly academic at this point.
Absolutely.
All right. How do you think the role of bookstores has changed in society? Are like do people go other places more than bookstores, or what's more popular than bookstores now?
That's a good question. I don't think people, maybe students. I would say maybe students go to the library more than the bookstore.
Okay.
For the same reasons people would go to the bookstore or like a public library. It's nice and quiet. You can get work done if you'd like. You can also just sit and relax with friends and chat. Yeah, I don't know.
How about like in cities and stuff? How has the role of bookstores changed, say for kids?
Well, I definitely think that kids have, I think, especially the younger, like, newer generations, I think kids are slowly starting to gravitate away from bookstores, and it's a real shame because they're an awesome place to go and visit. Mostly because of the dominance of Kindles and electronic books and ebooks and Amazon and all of that. I think younger generations are losing touch with actually going to the bookstore and like holding a physical book, and
right.
they're missing a crucial thing in their life.
Which brings us to my next question: how do you think technology has affected the role of bookstores in society?
I definitely think it is altered beyond repair, and I don't want to say technology has necessarily pushed out the role of the bookstore, but it definitely has stolen some customers or stolen some
yeah.
of the base.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people are using ebooks just for the convenience sake. They don't want to travel. They can't travel. There's not one nearby, whatever. But yeah, I think technology has definitely affected the role of bookstores, especially the popularity of bookstores, because I don't think bookstores now were nearly as popular as when they were a decade ago, or I would say even 5 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Do you personally prefer digital books or physical books, and why?
Physical books all the way, for a multitude of reasons. The ebooks, I find, while they're handy and convenient on a Kindle or on your laptop or what have you, you know, you run into certain specific problems because it's technology based. So, for instance, if you're reading on a Kindle, I know some of the newer models or whatever, and you can get a screen protector to prevent this, but glare or maybe like too bright of light at night may hurt your eyes. When with a physical book, all you need is like a dependable light source and reading glasses.
Yeah.
So I would definitely prefer the physical book.
Okay. What role do you think bookstores are going to play in the future? Do you think they'll last?
Well, I definitely think that bookstores have a place in society. I think that new technology and new methods of delivering books and information to people will compete with bookstores. However, I don't think bookstores are going anywhere, per se. I think bookstores, while not as popular among a certain younger group, I think the core group who keep bookstores alive will do so well enough that they won't go away anytime soon.
Okay, what about libraries? Do you think they'll last too?
Libraries, absolutely. Especially with on-campus libraries, JMU being a good example. People go there all the time. And while they may not necessarily check out the books, some do. Obviously, there are exceptions, and there are people who still read books. But a lot of people go there to do work or to do projects or just to read. And usually when they read, it's not off of a laptop. It's off of their physical textbook.
Okay, right. What role do you think technology will hold in the future for bookstores?
Well, most of the bookstores I have been in have used a type of web database, so they can link their inventory to the web, and people can look to see if they have something in stock. I know that's common among all retailers nowadays, but that's just an example of how bookstores have incorporated technology. There are select bookstores that sell Kindles and ebooks and things of that like. I know Amazon, while not necessarily a bookstore, I know Amazon is a big book seller that deals with technology. But I think bookstores and technology go hand in hand, and I don't think bookstores are going to shy away from it just because it's a little competition.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for letting me interview you today, Devin, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much.